In the words of one columnist, Michael Goodwin of the New York Post, humble pie will not be on the president's menu as he addresses a joint session of Congress tonight. Despite advice from some to tone it down, Goodwin predicts shock and awe from President Trump. The chairman of the New York State Republican Committee, Ed Cox, expects the same. He says the president will be speaking directly to the working men and women of America.
This is not your normal State of the Union, which is a laundry list of things that have been worked out in depth and are ready to go. More of this is going to be the broad themes. This is why I was elected President of the United States, and this is what I'm going to do for the people of America.
In what was called a pre-buttal yesterday, Democratic U.S. Senator Charles Schumer likened the Republicans to Abbott and Costello, saying they were disorganized. What are your thoughts on that?
That's just the kind of pettiness that he's resorted to because he's not running the Senate. Elizabeth Warren's running the Senate. So the best he can do is the little dumb, belittling things that, frankly, the President of the United States will steamroll right over it tonight, addressing the American people rather than talking about Abbott and Costello.
There is expected to be, when the budget is released, a big increase in defense spending, a big increase in law enforcement, security. There will be domestic cutbacks as a result. What do you think should be cut domestically as long as the president is increasing defense, law enforcement, security?
Anyone who listened to his acceptance speech at the convention, who listened to his inaugural address, they know he's standing for law and order and to make sure that America is secure at home and secure abroad. And to do that, you have to beef up your internal security force. That means the police across this country. Of course, he points out how terrible things are in Chicago, for example. And you also, when half of your ships are not operable, half the Navy ships are not operable, you know something has to be done. When of the 58 brigades ready to, combat brigades, only three can be immediately deployed in combat, you know that you have to beef up the military. The way you take care of that increase in the expenses that are involved for that is growth. We've only had less than 2% growth during the Obama administrations. We need to have 4% growth, and you do that by tax reform, regulatory reform, and rebuilding the infrastructure of this country.
Will Medicare and Social Security be safe from these domestic cutbacks?
He has Donald Trump, right from the start of his candidacy, and in every major address he's made, has made it clear that he is going to protect Medicare and he's going to protect Social Security going forward.
Ed Cox is the chairman of the New York State Republican Committee. WAMC will carry the president's speech to a joint session of Congress tonight at 9 o'clock.